Remember Pokemon Go? That global phenomenon where millions hunted virtual creatures in the real world was just the first glimpse of what Robert Scoble and Shel Israel call the fourth transformation. We're witnessing the dawn of an era where technology moves from what we carry to what we wear. After mainframes with punch cards, text interfaces like MS-DOS, and graphical interfaces with mice, we're entering a revolution where the boundaries between digital and physical reality blur completely. When Mark Zuckerberg invested billions in Oculus, he wasn't just betting on gaming. He was declaring that mixed reality would become our primary computing interface. Silicon Valley's biggest players are already treating this transformation as inevitable, reshaping their roadmaps for the next decade around a future where smart glasses replace smartphones as our primary digital gateway. What makes this transformation revolutionary isn't just better technology, it's the disappearance of interfaces altogether. Future mixed reality glasses will seamlessly blend computer-generated images with our surroundings until they become indistinguishable from reality. By 2025, these devices will resemble normal eyewear but contain nanotechnological screens, creating image density far beyond today's displays, with processing power exceeding current desktops. The technology enabling this shift is spatial computing, a concept with roots stretching back 50 years that enables computers to understand contextual relationships between objects. Through sophisticated point clouds, computers can convert environmental data into virtual objects that render precise 3D relationships between users and surroundings. The fourth transformation has a unique accelerator, the Minecraft generation. Children born after 2010 who have never known a world without touchscreens and enter school already digitally fluent. Like language acquisition, where children naturally learn before puberty without accents, these digital natives interact with technology intuitively rather than merely using it. Minecraft, with over 100 million registered users building in a virtual world, exemplifies this shift. As it expands into VR and AR, this generation will expect these technologies throughout their lives. Children approach new technologies distinctively, needing minimal instruction with VR headsets and grasping experiences through exploration. They don't read manuals, they experiment and master complex systems through play. For businesses, understanding this generation isn't optional, but existential. For 2,400 years, we followed Aristotle's rule that stories need a beginning, middle, and end. In VR storytelling, this structure dissolves as viewers determine their experience based on where they look, erasing the line between audience and participant. At Sundance, Oculus Story Studios' Dear Angelica allowed viewers to walk around 3D illustrations while choosing their focus. Similarly, Penrose Studios reimagines children's stories in VR, creating experiences where viewers feel like giants peering into miniature worlds. The influence flows both ways. The Tony-winning The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime uses VR-like storytelling with LED walls transforming scenes instantly. Sleep No More, a Macbeth adaptation, influenced VR pioneers by letting audiences move freely through simultaneous scenes. Entertainment companies are rapidly adapting. Disney's Lion King Broadway show is being converted to VR with multiple viewing perspectives. The Void has created the first native VR theme park chain, transforming warehouses into immersive adventures with haptic vests that simulate physical sensations. Within 5 years, traditional films may become niche Academy Award categories while VR dominates, signaling narrative's reinvention. Mixed reality will transform shopping by 2025, blurring online and in-store experiences. Smart glasses will dominate, displaying product information, enabling virtual try-ons, and facilitating purchases with a glance. Google's Tango leads this revolution with motion tracking and depth sensing technology that understands 3D spaces without GPS or Wi-Fi. Lowe's has implemented this in their HoloRoom, allowing customers to visualize remodeling projects before committing. They market the Tango-enabled Fab 2 phone as a $500 power tool that prevents costly renovation mistakes. The beauty industry has embraced these technologies enthusiastically. Sephora, which revolutionized cosmetics retail in 1998 with interactive testing environments, continues innovating through their Sephora Lab. Their AR applications let customers virtually try cosmetics, solving hygiene issues with traditional testers. Blipper's concept represents a truly transformative approach. Their AR app identifies objects when users point their phones at them, providing information and enabling Blip to buy, scanning items anywhere for instant purchase. Soon, we'll shop from store windows, Facebook photos, or even strangers on the street. Mixed reality represents the most significant advancement in teaching methodology since Socratic dialectical learning. Students now virtually witness history, conduct dangerous experiments safely, and practice specialized skills in immersive environments. Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic's health education campus uses HoloLens technology instead of cadavers. Medical students examine holographic organs from any angle and can walk inside the human body, observing beating hearts or disease progression in real time. In K-12 education, platforms like Google Expeditions and Nearpod offer virtual field trips to coral reefs, Antarctica, or historical landmarks. Z-Space has transformed science education with VR labs for virtual dissections and mechanism disassembly without waste. What makes these technologies transformative is their effectiveness, not novelty. By combining visual, auditory, and kinesthetic elements in immersive experiences, mixed reality creates stronger neural connections. When we walk through ancient Rome while studying the empire or manipulate virtual molecules in chemistry, we're experiencing information, making these tools significantly more effective than traditional methods. Brain interfacing technologies raise profound questions about children trusting software over humans, teaching systems being corrupted, and the impact of avatars as role models. As AI and mixed reality advance, they're eliminating jobs across industries. Arthur C. Clarke predicted entertainment would become the leading employer for creative people. Meanwhile, violent games dominate VR growth, raising concerns about desensitization. Perhaps most troubling is mixed reality's ability to replace unpleasant realities with beautiful illusions. When we can mask homelessness with virtual waterfalls, what happens to our empathy? Will compassion diminish when virtual beauty covers societal problems? People might even prefer virtual relationships to real ones. The blurring of reality creates perfect conditions for deception, while IoT vulnerabilities enable serious threats. What began as pranks has evolved into ransomware holding medical records hostage, with the potential for hackers to seize control of connected medical devices during procedures. The fourth transformation will unfold in three waves: virtual reality, already here, mixed reality, 2018-2020, and smart glasses, 2020-2021. By 2025, these devices will become the center of digital life for billions, surpassing smartphones in popularity. The rapid evolution of technology is evident when comparing 2006's top products, BlackBerry Pearl, Xbox 360, iPod Shuffle 2, to today's devices. This transformation will accelerate beyond most businesses' expectations. While this technological momentum is unstoppable, we must consider how to adapt, maximize benefits while minimizing risks, and prepare for a world where reality becomes customizable. The challenge lies in preserving our humanity as digital and physical reality merge. The fourth transformation has already begun, and how we navigate it will define both our technological future and what it means to be human when reality itself becomes a choice.